email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, this show is a great way of making massive turns, and it's now time to talk about feet and foot health, one of my favourite subjects. And I'm joined now by podiatrist Veronica Daniels from myfeet.ie. Hi, Veronica, how are you?
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. Lovely to
Thank
see you.
Thank you, Brendan. Thanks for inviting me in.
You're obviously just out of the
out
clinic.
Yeah, out of work, so I still have the...
You still have your greens on. I feel like taking my feet out and slapping them on the desk there. Well, you wouldn't have a look at that for me, would you?
I need a few instruments, I'd say.
Everybody's very funny today now. I actually lost my big toenail.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a hike and then a run and,
Okay, and so you got a bruise underneath and it lifted.
And then it's gone. What should I do about that? Sorry, not just talking
Well,
about
it
myself.
Generally grows back, but toenails only grow about a millimetre a month.
Oh, God.
So you're talking about 14 months.
And then, like, the question here is, are people more conscious of their feet in summertime? I'll answer that. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
So what can we do to sort of, you know, make our feet look better coming into the summer months?
Okay, well, it's all about just general health care, washing your feet properly, cleaning between the toes. Don't put too much stuff on your toenails. It's okay to paint the toenails every now and again, but just don't keep on putting the stuff on because it damages the nail.
Does it?
It does. It's a plastic layer, and it's even worse if you're using some of the more high-tech stuff.
Yeah.
So it damages the nail. The nail's just an extension of the skin.
Okay.
Oil, you can use oil on the toenails, like wheat germ oil, which is full of vitamin E.
Oh.
So there are nail oils out there that are good for toenails. And moisturise the skin. People forget to moisturise their feet. They do their legs, they do their arms, they definitely do their face. They never do their feet.
I saw a great poll once where people were asked online, do you wash your legs and your feet?
Yes.
We generally probably don't, do we?
No, it was much more common when people had baths.
Of course,
because they spend time on their feet. Where now with the shower, they jump in, jump out.
Yeah, my sister's actually a reflexologist, would you believe? And because all the nerve endings are in the feet. Is
of
that
course.
True? So really important.
Well, if anything comes from the brain, all the nerves come through the spine, down through the spine.
So it's really important to look after your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the recurring issues you see in the clinic all year round?
Oh, God, all year round we see so much. Nail problems, ingrown toenails, fungal nails.
How does that ingrown toenail thing happen?
Well, usually it's a biomechanical thing. It's about the way the foot's working in the shoe.
Oh.
Sometimes people get an injury, a football injury or, you know, an injury. But generally it's about the shape of the foot in the shoe and the way it's working and continuous pressure or trauma to the nail.
So I've just got a text in here. Please ask about, and there's a few questions about toenail fungus.
Yeah.
And the texter says, gross, I know, but it's impossible to get rid of. How do we get rid of?
It's so hard.
Is it?
So if you notice it and you've got it in one or two toenails, you have a good chance of getting rid of it. And I'm talking about plugging away at it day in, day out with an antifungal and a file for a year.
A year?
Yeah. Remember, toenails only grow a millimetre a month. You have to keep going.
Wow.
If you've got it in all nails, it's very, very difficult. The nails grow so slowly. It also interferes with the way the nail grows.
Oh,
so they don't grow as well. You could also use a medical laser, which is a number, like a medical grade 4 laser,
so
which will help.
You need to go and see somebody if you have. You do.
Yeah.
You need help.
You need proper help.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, God. Yeah. So it says here, what measures can people take at home to avoid having to go and see you? So you're saying clean your feet, clean between your toes. Don't use hot water.
I'll tell you what hot water does is brings all the blood down to the feet. So your feet get more swollen.
Oh.
Whereas if you use tepid water, it's much, much better. It'll clean and dry and your feet won't get swollen. Certainly if you've been out hiking and your feet are hot and red and raw and you're putting them into hot water, you're just making them more inflamed.
And it says here, use a good conditioner.
Well,
a moisturiser. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone says here, I've had a pain on the ball of my foot. How can I solve that?
That is possibly a biomechanical problem. So it's the way they're walking or something to do with the walk. They could even have an injury, a hairline fracture, anything like that. So they need to get it checked out properly.
So we do a couple of questions. We asked listeners for some questions. David says, I have a round bump on the side of my toe. How do I know if it's a wart or a corn?
Well, you don't. You go to a professional.
You're scaring me.
Well, you get diagnosed. You don't know if it's a wart or a corn or something else.
Oh, yeah, you have to go to a professional.
You get it diagnosed first. Then you know what it is.
Any treatment, we have another texter here. Any advice on treatment for cracked heels for my husband, a serious hill walker? What causes it, first of all? And what can you do to prevent it from reoccurring, please? From a very patient wife, it says.
Well, look, when he's out walking, he's building up sweat in the foot, which has a salt. The salt dries the skin. The skin then cracks. So when he gets home, the lukewarm foot bath, wash the salt off, file a little with a pumice stone, and moisturise. So any moisturiser is good. He can then use something really, really strong. I like something like Bepanthen, which is used for nappy rash.
Oh.
Put a whole layer of that in and put an old sock on and leave it overnight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That'll work really well on those cracks.
These questions are... I hope you can answer this one. I'm sure you can. How often should I file the calluses on my toes and the extra yellow skin on my heels?
Right. I'm not... Again, with the file, you could tear normal skin off. If I was advising somebody, I'd say using an exfoliant cream.
Right.
That way you're going to remove skin. Use it weekly. Remove a small amount of skin and moisturise afterwards.
Then another one. Hi there. I am prone to very cracked skin on the edges of my feet, which sometimes gets so bad that they bleed. Any advice on how to prevent that?
Now, here I'm wondering if this person has a skin condition. Is there an underlying condition? Is there something like psoriasis? If it's all the foot.
Yeah.
So again, they need a diagnosis on the skin first.
Okay.
And then they can use.
So seek professional advice.
Yes, do.
Okay. What's the difference, a texter wants to know, between a chiropodist and a podiatrist?
So... years ago, everybody was called a chiropodist.
Okay.
Because there was no degree in podiatry. So a person who's a podiatrist has a Bachelor of Science degree in podiatry. Chiropodist is just a subject of podiatry. It's one of the subjects.
Okay. And can podiatrists treat bony heel spurs, bunions and swollen ankles? Thanks from Elaine. Yeah.
So we can... advise on heel spurs, give exercise because sometimes it's due to tightness of muscles.
Okay.
That's why people get heel spurs, due to the tightness of the Achilles tendon and the plantar fascia. We can advise on bunions and treatments and aid them being less painful with footwear and with treatment and with insoles. And definitely we can advise on swollen ankles, and all these we can advise on further steps of care as well.
Okay, so footwear. What do we get wrong when we wear with footwear?
My whole thing is, when you're doing anything, wear the footwear for the activity. So if you're walking, wear a walking shoe. If you're running, a running shoe. And if you're going out, yes, you can wear a fashion shoe. Make sure you're not jumping around too much. Wear the shoe, take the shoe off. If you're going to walk afterwards, take the shoe off and put on a walking shoe.
Okay, of course, yeah. So if you're like going for a long day, like say a wedding, for example, bring a comfortable pair of shoes.
Bring a comfortable pair of shoes.
I think everybody does
afterwards.
Now, don't they?
They
it's
do.
Kind of acceptable.
Yeah, and you always see people then at the in the wedding with a few drinks on with no shoes. And that's even better because they get jumped on and then they're into us. With their heart problems.
Missing a toenail, that'd be me. Yes,
exactly.
I'm a bit of a hiker. What's the best? Hiking boots are just for hiking.
Hiking boots, and, you know, go get fitted properly. Test them out. Walk up and down in the shop several times. Make sure they fit properly. Always make sure they're laced properly and have the proper socks.
Do you think, I'm just thinking about the way we used to get our feet measured all the time growing up.
Yes,
that seems to have fallen away a little bit.
That's gone. Well, they still would do it for children in good shoe shops.
Yeah.
They don't do it for adults.
Okay, because your foot size doesn't change.
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, it does, because it can get a little bigger as you get older.
Okay.
So foot arch drops a little.
Okay.
And, you know, shoes are very generic shaped. So, like, one shoe would work perfectly for one person. You'd need a different brand of shoe for another person.
And when it comes to shoes and footwear, is that just people just not wearing the right shoe for the right thing? That's what you see the biggest.
Often.
Can you really injure your foot by wearing the wrong
Yes, if you're doing the wrong, like, an imagine running the mini marathon in a pair of high heels. That'll injure your foot.
Maybe that's where I went wrong. Yeah. I was just trying to stand out for Veronica.
Yes, if you wear the wrong shoe for the activity, it definitely will hurt your feet.
So I was one of the poor unfortunate souls that got a verruca.
Okay.
And I used to call the woman who was treating me the foot butcher.
Oh, yes.
It was very painful.
Yeah. There are several newer treatments.
Thank goodness.
Much more successful.
Verruca are from swimming pools, damp environments, are they?
Verruca are a filterable virus. It filters in through the skin, it incubates in there and it comes out as a wart. On the skin, normal 1 to 4 on the external skin, doesn't cause any other problems except for it spreads and it gets bigger and it gets painful.
And again, if you think you have a verruca, you must seek the right help, right?
Yeah, make sure you're diagnosed before you think of treating a verruca. The worst thing you can do is put a caustic substance for a verruca on something like a melanoma or a skin lesion, you know, a skin cancer.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, so always make sure you're treating what you think you're treating.
Okay. Yeah. And the best way to do that is to go to a
podiatrist and get properly diagnosed.
And so for the one sort of thing for people is keep them clean, moisturise them and wear the right shoes.
Yeah.
Any other advice for our feet for the summer?
No, the moisturiser is big for keeping the skin in good condition. If you moisturise your skin on your feet, you don't get hard skin. I do it every day. I moisturise my feet. I have no hard skin. Okay.
Do you have perfect feet?
No, I wouldn't say perfect. But what I'm saying is you moisturise your skin, you won't get problems.
And Veronica, do you find yourself sitting on the beach judging people's feet?
No, but I often find myself walking behind somebody going, oh my God, I know what's wrong there. Don't say anything.
Have you ever intervened?
No.
No, you can't. That's unprofessional.
No,
right?
It's unprofessional and nobody will thank you.
Veronica Daniels, podiatrist from myfeet.ie. Thanks so much for joining us.